Same holds true for us, yeah? We should develop the sati, yeah? The sati is important. It's important in our practice. Sati and panya, yeah? Sati, this awareness, yeah? And panya, the wisdom, are the only weapons that we have to fight the kilesas, yeah? Most of us, you know, I mean, they sit in samadhi, and do puto, 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 you know, and in the background the thinking goes on, yeah? The dreaming goes on, yeah? We don't know how the Buddha is. Is the Buddha fast? Is the Buddha slow? Is the Buddha detailed or is it not detailed? Is it at the beginning? Is it at the end? We are too lazy to look at this, yeah? And that's why sati is not developed, yeah? I mean, we really, when we do the same thing with anapanasati, you know, I mean, we observe the breath, we know that the breath is going in, we know that the breath is going out, we know that it is the in-breath, we know that it is the out-breath, we know it is, it is detailed or not detailed, it is rough or, you know, I mean, it is subtle. But we are too lazy to look at it, you know, that's the same with the Buddha, yeah? I mean, this laziness we have to overcome, yeah? I mean, the important thing, you know, I mean, it's not only, you know, to be able to rest in samadhi. I mean, the more sati we have, the deeper we go, of course, yeah? The important thing is to develop the sati so that we can know what is going on. This is the awareness that knows what goes on in the heart, yeah? And to develop this is not easy, yeah? I mean, we like to, you know, we like to go off in dreams while we do our butto, 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 yeah? And then, you know, we walk chankrom, you know, butto, looking left, butto, doing left, right. Oh, what is there? Butto, butto, butto. Yeah? Because we are too tired. It's so tiring. I mean, who's telling this to us, yeah? Oh, it's so tiring. It's the kilesas who tell us this, yeah? But we are so accustomed to, you know, they tell us what is going on, yeah? All the time they tell us, oh, our practice is good, you know? Our practice is difficult. I mean, who's telling you this? I mean, don't you know? Yeah? This is the knowingness that we need to get to know before the kilesas tell us what is going on. And the kilesas don't know all the time, you know, what is going on. They interpret, you know. It's just like our politicians, you know. I mean, who get some information, you know, and then they think this is going on or that is going on, yeah. But it's not the true information, yeah. It's not all of the information. But the sati, this awareness, is all of the information. We know exactly what is going on, yeah. We know, you know, what is going on in the heart. Is a thought forming, or is a feeling coming in, or is some output sensory coming in? You know, is it coming to the ear, or is it coming to the skin, or is it coming there, or there, or there? That is the base of our practice. Yeah, I mean, without sati, I mean, we don't get anywhere. Yeah, so we have to develop it, and I know it is not easy. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's so nice, puto, 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 yeah? Yeah, and then we fall asleep, yeah? Yeah? But that is not the purpose, yeah? When we actually go into samadhi, you know, into upachara samadhi, I mean, when the mind engine really stops, and when there's no more thought and no more memories coming up, I mean, we completely sit erect, yeah? Because the kilesas don't have any power over the body anymore. That's where we see, you know, how much power the kilesas have over us. Yeah? When we get out of samadhi, I mean, we see that, I mean, they're coming from left and they're coming from right, they're coming from top and they're coming from bottom, you know. I mean, constantly telling us what we have to do, what we want, what we don't want, what we like, what we don't like. If the practice was good, if the practice was not good, yeah. And we listen to them and believe them. Yeah. I mean, we believe them all our life, yeah, since we were born, you know. And yeah, just for this life, you know. I mean, of course, we believe them in the last life. That's why we are here now in this life. We always believe them, yeah. And to this, we have to put a stop to it, yeah. That who are you, yeah. I mean, we have to counteract them sometime. Who are you? Yeah? Who are you to tell me what I know? Huh? Isn't that strange? Yeah? It is like a friend tells you who, how you are, yeah? Don't you think you know better how you are and who you are and what you are, yeah? But you, you believe your friend, you know? But we do that. Huh? Even in society, we do that, yeah? We believe our friends when they tell us you're bad or you're good or you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that, yeah? We believe them more than we believe ourselves, yeah? And that is, you know, that is a part of our social training, yeah? And that is how society works. Yeah? And this, you know, I mean, we retract when we are here, you know, we retract from this world, yeah? And we should put some effort, you know. I mean, we came here to this monastery, yeah? And two of you who want to ordain, you know, and the ones who are ordained, I mean, remember why we came here, yeah? Why we came here, yeah? We want to make a stop to this endless cycle of birth and death, yeah? We want to find a way out, yeah? And to find a way out is Sila Samadhi Panya, yeah? And with Samadhi, we train the Sati, you know? And as I said before, Sati Panya, this knowingness, and wisdom is the only weapons we have, yeah? I mean, if we are aware of what is going on, and then Panya comes in and questions what is going on, you know, then we can defeat the Kilesa, yeah? If we just acknowledge whatever goes on, we cannot defeat the Kilesa, yeah? Sati alone is not enough, yeah? Panya alone is not enough, yeah? Panya asks the question, you know, but if you don't have Sati, if you don't know what is going on, I mean, we cannot defeat the Kilesa. So, I mean, Lungta Mahabho called it the nuclear weapon, yeah? Super Sati, Super Panya, yeah? That is the nuclear weapon. Wherever it goes, it destroys everything, yeah? I mean, the Kilesa, not the word. And this is something that we have to develop, and it does take effort, yeah? And it does take interest, you know? It does take, you know, some patience, yeah? And we get so easily impatient, you know? And then the Kilesa says, you don't know, today is not good. Let's sleep a little bit and do it tomorrow, yeah? Tomorrow will be better, yeah? I mean, that is all our life. You said, tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will be better, yeah? I mean, that's how we hang on from one day to another, yeah? If you don't do anything, it won't get better, yeah? And if you remember, you know, I mean, that's where we learn most. That's where we make mistakes, yeah? We only learn from mistakes. If we try to avoid mistakes, we don't learn anything. Yeah? We stay stupid, yeah? We are born stupid and we stay stupid and we die stupid, yeah? Because we don't want to make mistakes, yeah? And there are lots of people around us, yeah? Who don't want to make mistakes, yeah? But we want to make mistakes, yeah? Because that's where we learn. We want to go through difficulties, yeah? That's where we learn the most, yeah? See, you know, what is the difficulty? You know, when I close my eyes, you know, and see, okay, there's a difficulty, and then I open my eyes, okay, all my fingers are there, my hands are there. So where's the difficulty? It's all in our mind, yeah? And then we shut down, and or the other way is to just shut down the mind engine, and there's no problem. There's no difficulty at all. Because the difficulty is only in our mind. The Kilesas bring up, oh, this is so difficult, this is so hard. What is so hard with one Buddha? Huh? We always can do one Buddha, or we can always do one breath. You know, what is so hard about it? Yeah? Yes, there's some pain, you know, and then we do investigate pain, like I said, you know. I mean, we look, you know, instead of concentrating on our breath or concentrating on our Buddha, we look at the pain. Yeah? Where's the pain? Yeah? I mean, before there was no pain, you know. Afterwards, you know, when we get up, there's no pain. So where is the pain now? Yeah? Where does it come from? So we follow it up. We investigate it. Is it in the skin? Is it the bones? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the muscles? You know, I mean, since we are born, we have all these things. Yeah? And the amazing thing is, you know, I mean, when we get up, the pain is gone. Yeah? So it cannot be in the bones, it cannot be in the muscle, it cannot be in the skin, you know, because when we get up, you know, we still have bones, muscles and skin, you know, and the muscles don't ache, yeah, and the tendons don't ache, and so on, because we got up, and you know. So where is the pain coming from? And that's exactly what we have to investigate. Yeah? For that we need the sati, you know, this knowingness that really, you know, is one-pointed, you know, it goes from one point and, you know, looks at it, observes it, you know. Just like we observe, you know, here we are in the forest, you know, we observe the animals. Observe the ants, or observe, you know, these Meng Mao, you know, I don't know what the expression is in English. They don't have it, the Meng Mao. These, with the fourth, yeah. Anyway, they always fly to the light, you know, just like we, you know, fly to all the good things and avoid all the bad things, yeah. And, you know, when we are a little bit calm, yeah, I mean, it is especially, you know, important for us, you know, when we are ordained, or when we are going to ordain, or when we choose, you know, to find the way out, you know, to reflect, you know, at least one day, yeah, every day at least 1 hour, you know, to reflect about our life from the beginning to the end, you know, from youth to old age to death, yeah. It is important, yeah, to see, you know, to see every step, you know, when we were born, you know, what was it like when we were born, you know, when we were 1 year old, when we learned to walk, yeah. You remember, if we don't remember, then we go back, you know, until we remember. We can remember everything. It's not a problem, but we have to go back, you know. Sometimes we have to go back from this year or from this moment. Okay, what happened, you know, what happened a year ago, yeah. How did I feel, you know, how was I, you know, and so on. And then back 1 year until we come to the age of one, you know, until we come to birth, you know, and then we see, yeah. And then ask ourselves, where is the happiness that we were always looking for? Where is it, you know? I mean, was it, you know, when I was in school, was I really happy? When I went to university, was I happy? When I learned to walk, was I happy? Or where is the dukkha, yeah? To find the dukkha, because dukkha is the first noble truth. And we really have to remind ourselves, you know, there's always dukkha, yeah? All beings, even the beings in heaven have dukkha. They have very little dukkha, so they don't see it, yeah? I mean, we have, you know, we have 50-50, you know? I mean, most of us have 70-30, you know, or 80-20, you know? But still, these 20 moments, do you remember, yeah? I mean, if you had a very good, pleasant experience, yeah? I mean, you were just, you know, flying through the day, you know? I mean, you were on clouds, yeah? And everything, you know, outside of this one moment of happiness, you know, I mean, was actually dukkha, yeah? But because, you know, of this experience that we had, that was so much happiness, yeah? I mean, when we fell in love, you know, or when we were praised, you know, by our teachers or by our boss, or when we got a raise, you know, I mean, we were so happy, you know, I mean, we could live the whole day of this one moment of happiness. That's so little happiness do we need, you know, to be happy, yeah? And where is all the dukkha, you know? So let's have a look at our life, you know, look at the dukkha, yeah? But also look at the sukha, you know? I mean, because when you look at a situation where you think, oh, there was a lot of sukha, there was a lot of happiness there, then look a little bit, you know, extend your view a little bit, and then you see it was surrounded by dukkha. Yeah. But the same thing for dukkha, yeah? I mean, you look at a situation that was very difficult, but when you extend the view a little bit, go a little bit further, you see that there's also some happiness, or at least some contentment, yeah? Because we have the wrong view. We have the wrong view, you know. I mean, we're always striving for the sukha. Or we're always striving, yeah, to get happiness, yeah? But the happiness is already in our heart, you know. Why do we need to look out, yeah? Okay? Yeah? I guess it's enough for today, and all these flying Meng Mao.